what I can say is that it's another outrage for the nation of Zimbabwe, another embarrassment, a huge indictment on our country in general and our judiciary in particular. How can someone be jailed to 6 months imprisonment or with the option of a fine of $300 simply for insulting someone? We need to remember what happened in 2020. That is 4 years ago. Tendai Biti encountered this lady. She's a Russian lady who's working in Zimbabwe at the magistrates' courts in Zimbabwe. They had an altercation, and Tendai Biti ended up calling her stupid. Yes, that's not acceptable at all, but that can never be a crime in any form, especially in Zimbabwe. It's not a criminal offense to call someone stupid.
But I think the judge in ruling on this case, in giving that suspended sentence, took note of the fact that BT did apologize, and therefore, don't you think the punishment is fair?
Not at all. It's not fair. He shouldn't be punished at all. Let's remember this, James. This is a court of law, which is supposed to judge issues according with the law. What law is there in Zimbabwe that criminalizes insulting someone? If she had been assaulted, if BT had laid his hands on her, that would have been a totally different issue. But insulting someone as opposed to assaulting them is totally different. The judge should have just thrown this case out 4 years ago.
Question. So if you say it's not fair, what is BT's lawyer, or what is BT, who himself is a lawyer, what is he planning on doing?
Yes, he's going to file an appeal with a higher court, because they are also standing on what I've been saying, that no, it's unfair. Really, what the magistrate court ruled is unfair. There's no law that we can even think about that will say, how can you find someone guilty of insulting someone? So BT's lawyer is going to take the issue to a higher court.
I want to ask, BT is supposed to be one of the leaders of the newly reorganized Citizens Coalition for Change. That's the opposition. What is the opposition saying about the sentencing?
So far, the only comments that I've come across, they're also outraged. But as you understand, that the CCC, the opposition, now it's in disarray. So we can only expect a comment from the faction that is Welshman Ngube, Tendai Biti, and Jacob Mafume. The others, I don't expect them to comment at all. You know, they might actually be celebrating wherever they are, and even wishing that Tendai Biti had actually been jailed.